Hello, welcome to Bold Statements. I'm one of your hosts tonight, Harry Montalvo, and I'm here with...
Nick Joshua.
And I'm Lola Pan.
Nick, you don't sound too pleased to be here.
Well, I don't know. You kind of told me to subdue my humor before the podcast.
I said if you wanted to make the fart noise, you could.
No, okay, for people listening now, obviously, you don't know what's going on, but basically, I wanted to include some fart humor into this podcast, and basically Harry told me like that's pretty much frowned upon, so
I never
I'm a little
that.
Depressed about
I
that.
Never said it was frowned upon. I just said I didn't want it in the intro.
Well, you know, I wanted a fart after your name.
Well, Copan, what do you think?
Well, I mean, we've been having fart humor all night, and everybody loves a good fart joke at the end of the day. It's not gonna kill anyone.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, fine. Well, next time we'll have the fart joke.
I guess, honestly, fine, Harry. I'll just be silent.
And deadly.
Oh, God. Speaking of silent, that's a horrible transition for what I'm about to say.
It truly is.
Lamar Odom making headlines.
Rest in peace.
We don't know
yet. What? Rest in peace.
Yeah, it's unofficially official.
Yeah. Like,
no, nah, it's
unofficial.
No, nah, it's fine.
No, they don't know for sure.
Nah, he's
no, every single news source is just reporting.
Yeah, but he's like apparently brain dead or something, and like
damn, that sucks.
For those listening, and if you aren't too familiar with the story, Lamar Odom, NBA player, Lamar Odom was a veteran of the NBA and. Had some successful seasons for sure. Some rings, I think, right?
Yeah, Lakers, obviously.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he was at the Love Ranch north of Las Vegas.
Who the owner is famously Dennis Huff.
Yep. And Lamar Odom overdosed, was rushed to the hospital, and he has not...
Apparently it was a bad mix of cognac and an herbal type of Viagra.
Wow. Weird.
That's what the report is, but then I've also heard reports that they did a blood test already, and there's a lot of drugs in his system.
Damn, that
like a lot of sense. Different things, like almost everything we can name. So
really?
I don't
Why,
know.
Why, when you have that much money, would you just want to blow it all? Like,
well, let's
because
live your life. Let's be
that's
real
what
here.
They think they are doing.
Lamar Odom lost his wife, who I really truly believe Khloe Kardashian was the love of his life.
Yes, I believe that
his
for
friend,
sure. And
his friend a couple months ago died of a drug overdose.
Well, and before Khloe Kardashian was even in the picture, he had a baby, and his baby died.
Baby
died.
So,
which
I mean,
is like something that like millions of babies die from.
Yeah, there's a lot
it's
of hurt.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he got to a point. Maybe he was just looking for some sort of like release.
Well, they said he was even showing pictures of like him and Khloe together to the.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe like a release. Like he just needs somebody to talk to.
Yeah. No. Because he's like, well, he was like delusional.
Jane Doe's.
Wow.
Harlots.
I don't know.
Nightwalkers.
I don't know the correct vernacular.
Whores.
The ladies of the night.
Yes, the ladies of the night.
Yes.
That's the most proper way to a...
Escort's pretty proper.
Anyway, we're really kind of veering off topic here. Lamar Odom.
I mean, it's really super sad, and... It's just so sad, especially the Kardashians. Yes, they are like this crazy public family, and they're super fucking annoying, to be honest, you know, because they're everywhere. But they are just real people, and this guy was a part of their family, so that really blows.
But there was a long-lasting report that they were actually filming their show while this was happening.
No.
But then it got refuted not too long ago.
What do you mean
but,
while this was happening?
While the Lamar Odom thing was happening, like apparently there was a rumor that
like they were currently like just filming.
They were filming
season.
No, they were like filming the show like as like Lamar Odom thing was going on. So like they were filming it like a part of the show.
Fuck.
Yeah, well but then it got
it's
refuted.
Probably capturing it could be that they like are at home and they see it on the news and they're like, oh shit.
But apparently E refuted it and stuff like that, so I don't know if that's
right.
Maybe they did film it, and now since they got like a lot of like crap for it, they're like, "Oh no, we did film it."
Yeah,
yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner rushed out to see him.
I'm sure she tucked her dick behind her legs and.
I'm sure
sped
that's
out
going.
The door.
I'm sure that ding-a-ling is going to be gone pretty soon. I'm sure.
Is it not gone already?
No, I'm sure she is. At this point, she's already fucking done her boob. She's already changed her face. She's already working on her voice. Like, she's already doing all this
other
stuff.
Again, you know, we brought this up in a previous podcast. All the surgery she's done, she hasn't worked on her penis, and she has yet to fix her lazy eye.
Well,
your thoughts,
Lauren? How do you fix a lazy eye? I think that is like...
Well, if you have enough money to become a female, I'm sure you could fix a lazy eye.
I know, but I think...
Ask Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, he's never had his eye fixed. I don't think you can. I think a lazy eye is one of those things. How do you fix...
The last king of Scotland.
Well, there was a girl... There was a girl... I don't want to bring up actual names here. But there was a girl back at our middle school, Odyssey Middle School in Orlando, Florida. We'll give her a shout out. But it was a female, popular girl, blonde girl. But I remember in sixth grade, she had like a lazy eye.
She had a lazy eye, and then she had it.
She had it corrected. So I think it's.
I think it was contacts, though. That's what it is. You can wear contacts. Yeah, I've seen glasses before, and contacts were like they can make the eye look normal.
But I remember her even saying though she had some sort of surgery. So
really? Okay, maybe she did get it fixed.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Cornea.
Anyway.
All right. Well, I think we veered off track.
Well, regardless,
Lamar Odom.
Yes.
Regardless, our thoughts are out with
thoughts
Lamar
and prayers
Odom.
To the Lamar
yes.
Kardashian
and all his family members.
Yes, Lamar
Heal
Kardashian is a great guy.
Heal if you can, Lamar.
Yes. Rest in peace, Lamar.
Come
Kardashian.
Out of it, man.
Well, this is pretty exciting for Marvel Studios. A lot of trade sites are reporting that the Hulk will appear in Thor Ragnarok.
Which is the third film in the Thor series.
Yes.
Okay.
But aren't the Thor movies, like, the least liked Avengers movies?
I think they're the most well-made.
I like the first one more than a lot of Marvel films.
The first and second one are really
And the
good.
Money's not bad. Like, the... Actually, I think Thor 2 might have made more than Cap 2.
And I really like the scenery of Asgard.
Yes.
It's a whole new world to look at. Like,
yes.
And they do it really well.
I think Thor 1,
And
though,
that brings, like, a different idea to
yes.
the superhero life.
Yeah, it's a whole different
you know?
Realm.
Yeah.
You know,
Thor
you know,
1
so.
Was Kenneth Branagh. Was more of a, like, auteur. And
yeah.
I liked his style. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't have
I
much
like
hope. They got a TV writer. Or, like, a TV comedy. He's, like, known for comedy.
Yeah.
To direct Thor, and the rumors are that they hired him because the film was a little too serious and dark, and so they brought on this comedy guy to try and lighten it up. Because Marvel's, like, mantra, or, well, is that
mantra?
Mantra, yeah. Marvel's mantra is, like,
their
you know,
creed.
Like, be light, be funny.
Is that really their mantra?
Yeah, the head of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, has said that they will never go dark.
But wow. Daredevil technically is dark.
That is the TV division, and technically Feige is not in charge of that.
Oh, okay, so
yep.
That's where...
And that's why it's kind of hard to get the
crossover.
Television and the film crossovers, because the whole thing was is that there's, like, conflict of interest between the guy who runs the TV division and who runs the film.
See, but that's where they go wrong, because I feel like the connection between the two realms would just make the universe even cooler. Like, the feeling, like... Oh, not only can I go watch this on the big screen.
Yeah, well, then you can have like
and
that.
Make an event
yeah.
out of it, but I can also go home and I can just watch
just
it on TV and like a
the,
super calm
the quality
TV
of the performances
show.
Aren't the same.
I think Charlie Cox's Daredevil's fine, and I think Vincent
yeah.
D'Onofrio's Kingpin is great too.
But I mean, we are getting some crossover of some things because Hulk and Thor.
True.
Yeah, but I think they're going to be setting up Hulk in Phase 4, maybe the Planet Hulk
yeah.
movie finally.
I think this actually adds excitement for the Thor franchise, which needs it, because I think the general reception is it's the least, like, fan favorite.
Right. I mean, I'm
Everyone,
not a big...
like, right now, everyone's all on, like, Captain America after Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
And, of course, Iron Man always has its people.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And Thor...
Trevor Slattery.
Thor's
Look him up if you don't know who that is, people listening.
Best villain of all time.
Yes.
I think though, seeing Hulk and Thor in action on like Asgard scenery or just anywhere in space.
Yeah, just battling
how cool
together.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Them battling together against these
Something,
things.
Yeah.
Infinity Stones. Maybe they get their first meet with Thanos.
Maybe.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
And Thor and Hulk would be a good matchup right now.
And
away.
Guardians 2 comes out the same year as Thor Ragnarok, so I'm sure there's going to be, like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Connections
maybe
to
in
try and
Phase 4,
get
they're going to set up maybe a Planet Hulk. Maybe that's
yep.
when Hulk goes, meets the Guardians or something, so.
Yeah. Well, Guardians are probably going to be an Infinity
I don't War. Think so.
They will.
I think they're going to keep it separate.
Nah.
Really?
They will not.
Because, no, James Gunn's either. Pretty, like, gung-ho about, like, his...
Infinity War is going to be, like, their last... They'll know that it's their last hurrah. You're not going to be able to sustain the budgets. What's happening with the superhero genre is the films are getting more expensive.
Well, then how do you cross them over?
And they're not seeing increased returns.
Well, how do you cross them over, then?
Easy. Have them run into Thor and Hulk, and then bam. It's a Jackson Pollock painting.
Jackson Pollock, you mean?
Yeah, sure.
Not
yeah, Pollock. That's like a...
As a Polish person?
two Polish people in the room. Right now.
Very hurt by your comments.
All right.
Very hurt.
Well, I'll tell you what I was hurt by. Playboy magazine announcing they will no longer show nude women.
Oh, God, you have to look at nude women online like you're already doing. Seriously?
Everybody has a fucking cell phone or a laptop.
It was a joke. I wasn't hurt by it.
Look, there's a lot of free stuff on the interwebs.
Yeah, I am fucking surprised that Playboy has stayed on this long.
I mean, it's good. It's good they realize, like, hey, you can just get to nude women everywhere. Why don't we just try and be a good magazine now?
I think this is, though, obviously Hugh Hefner getting old. I think his daughter runs it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's them, her trying to make it, obviously, a different age. A different
style. They just don't sell the same. In the 70s, they were selling millions of copies of Playboy.
But honestly, do you really want to hear, like, some whore talk about, like, you know, what she wants to do over the summer?
But they're not whores.
That's not what it is. They actually have film critics.
Really?
They've had interviews with, like, through history, they actually had an interview with Martin Luther King. And they had, like...
I have a dream.
No, they had... They've
to
had
some fried
interviews.
Chicken. They're to see some big old titties.
Oh, my God.
What?
Excuse me?
The views of everyone in the podcast are not
They're not
shared
connected
by
with Nicholas Goschel.
Watermelon and...
I... Yeah. All right, I'm out.
All right, next.
So moving on.
The next topic
moving on,
is
subtly.
Moving on to someone as bad as Nick Goschelak.
Excuse me?
Randy Quaid got caught.
Wait a minute.
Randy Quaid got caught.
My beard is way better than Randy Quaid's.
Well, yes, right now you look very nice and slick because you just got.
You look like Cal from Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Billy Zane?
Yeah, Billy Zane, yeah.
Well, yes, I haven't got a haircut since February, which by my count is 8 months or so.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was getting really, like, moppy, Donald Trumpy.
Yeah.
So, like, I got a new haircut, and I guess
where'd you go?
Floyd's on Mills. So I'm giving a shout out.
Floyd's on Mills.
Yes.
Randy Quaid could use a haircut.
Quaid could use a fucking...
He got caught crossing the border in the United States, and he had a warrant out for his arrest because he vandalized...
And he came from Canada, right?
Yeah, came from Canada. And he vandalized a home. For like $5,000, and so they left. They fled the country after that, and they came back, got arrested in Vermont. Vermont let them go because there's no reason
no jurisdiction.
For them to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they going to be held in a Vermont jail?
Now, if they go back to California, then they'll be charged.
If they go back to California, they can be arrested in that state.
So technically,
they
just
will
avoid California.
Pretty much, yeah. Okay. So I don't think Independence Day 2 is in Randy Quaid's future.
Maybe Independence Day 3.
I now know why.
Depending on how
I now know why he wasn't in the Vacation reboot.
Well, because he's been crazy.
Cousin Eddie.
I could have sworn he was on an episode.
Nick, what's with the fart jokes tonight?
I've had a lot of fast food recently.
All right.
All day McDonald's breakfast has killed me.
I wish we had a lot of news lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really lackluster over the last few weeks. That's why we haven't really got another podcast out recently. But
yeah.
It's been really
kind of
dry.
Yeah, hopefully stuff comes up soon, but...
Yeah. Well, I heard some rumor about Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, I heard about this too.
Yeah, it was in the Sun or something, whatever the UK magazine is.
I thought it was The Guardian.
Or whatever it is. Yeah. I know it's... whatever.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I heard some sort of, like... Well, should we talk about this? I don't want to step on any... toes.
I mean, no.
Well,
let's hear
be
it.
Very,
Benedict
you
Cumberbatch.
Know,
it was the Cumberbatch of...
He got arrested in the bathroom, right?
Yeah, apparently he was trying to solicit gay sex in a London bathroom.
And it's crazy, because, like, everyone's always questioned his sexuality.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why, because he's obviously a straight-ass man, and he's
Well, I actually, because the person who busted him, the guy obviously in the next stall, he was actually an undercover cop, so he had an audio recorder. I have the transcripts right here. I think I got Harry a copy, too.
Yeah, here, I'll hand it to you right now.
Yeah. Yeah, read the part of the cop if you can, right? All right, this is better to Cumberbatch, apparently. This is at 2:49 p.m. There's a subtle knock. They're in the stall. Hello?
What are you doing?
I'm looking for something.
Well, I'm wiping my ass at the moment. What are you looking for?
Possibly a hand.
What the hell do you need?
There's another knock. He's trying to make his point across.
What are you doing, man? Stop knocking on my stall.
I need companionship.
What type of companionship?
I'm looking for gay sex.
What the hell?
Then the door busts open, and that's basically the end of the transcript. So, I mean, I don't know what Benedict Cumberbatch was looking for.
And he got arrested. An undercover cop was squatting right next
to him. Do you think
right
he was doing some sort of, like, you know, method acting?
I bet if anything, that
yeah.
would be.
It could be.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you can't look for gay sex without really wanting it, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're doing
I heard it was at a rest stop, too.
Yeah, it was like, yeah.
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 Ew, gross.
It's crazy.
London rest stop. I don't know.
Like, if you're gonna fucking solicit gay sex, at least solicit it
Yeah, he was literally saying,
use Grindr or something.
Okay.
You know, there's technology nowadays.
So you know about Grindr, right?
Yeah.
So how do you use
it? Well, you know, every modern person should know. You know about Grindr.
I know about Tinder. I know about Grindr.
Oh,
well, I'm sure you've heard
about Grindr.
Yeah, all the gays. That's what they use.
Locopan.
The gays.
Locopan.
Or just low. You could just say low. That's
low?
Fine, too.
Hey, low. Lois Lane.
Just low, not
low.
Lois.
Do your chain hang low?
Do a wobble to the flow, do a shine low.
All right. But anyways, that Benedict Cumberbatch story, we have to make a confession.
It was completely 100% true.
No, so. it was a false story. We're really frustrated right now with the lack of news going on.
So we're trying to fabricate some news stories and try to, you know, make our podcast sound better than it is, because we don't really have anything to talk about.
No, we don't.
Our personal lives are pretty much in shambles, and basically nothing we talk about is positive in the least. So basically, we're trying to make light of situations.
We're three of the most miserable people you'll meet. We just
honestly,
always, yeah.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't
call not
that
miserable,
far.
But we're negative.
Without music, true. I think my time on this earth would have been up a long time ago.
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh,
it got real.
I'm glad music. Got real.
But well,
saved
you know exactly.
Yeah,
we've had
soothed
music.
The beast.
Soothed the soul.
Yes.
I like to tame my dragon.
No.
No.
There was a time I used to tame my dragon 4 or 5 times a day, and like.
Wow, that must have that
he was
dragon.
Content.
That dragon must have been satisfied.
Tired.
Yeah. Let's just say Smog, you know, was at ease. There was no destroying any cities or anything.
Oh
so.
My god.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Now it's Smog, you know, has his playtime. He has his little, you know,
good
recess. Little tickle of the Smog.
Anyways, did you hear about Jennifer Lawrence talking about her or not talking about
women,
her, but talking about women and gender inequality?
She wrote like an essay or something about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
She talked about how she got paid less than her male co-stars in American Hustle. People pointed out, well, you were in the movie less than your male
co-stars. Yeah, I mean, she really, besides Amy Adams, like Bradley Cooper and Christian Bale, like, she really wasn't in it all too much. So I don't...
Right.
I mean, they were all, like, Christian Bale was in it way more, Bradley
yeah,
Cooper,
like she was
Jeremy
kind of,
Renner.
Yeah, she was really,
yeah.
like...
She was the fifth
yeah.
one. But anyways, obviously there's gender inequality, but if you're going to state an example, be like, oh, for Silver Linings Playbook, Cooper and De Niro got way more than me, or
right,
something like that.
Right, and then you were all
or Josh Hutcherson got more than me.
And
exactly.
yeah, or something
yeah.
crazy
use,
like
use,
that.
Use that kind of
yeah.
stat, not,
not like,
oh,
well,
I got paid less for American Hustle. Well, you're the fifth actress, or like fifth down on
yeah.
it, like, don't expect the most.
Yeah. I agree.
But I mean, like, at the end of the day, it's just ridiculous how much money they're all making. I mean, I get the reasoning, you know, they're the face of the movies and all that.
Yeah,
but
I mean, honestly, let's be honestly real here. J-Law has a sweet ass. All right. And I think it's been proven time and time again after the fappening.
All right. If that's...
Let's just say I tamed my smog to that ass.
All right.
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, but gender equality. You know, I think, you know, the feminist movement is really in high gear.
You transition from objectifying a woman to her rear end.
What are you talking about?
To then going on to gender equality.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have
because
no
that
soul?
Is the reality of the situation, is everybody thinks both ways.
Look, J-Law is a sweet ass. Moving on, though.
J-Law is a fucking wonderful girl, and I guarantee she is just like this sweet. She's super, probably super fucking cool.
She's probably very highly sexual in the sense.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sure she's super cool. Like, she seems super chill.
Bobby suck a mean
but
smog. Do you think Chris Martin sang yellow to her?
Ugh, gross. That was gross. I don't know why she dates.
Oh, your skin
like,
bones.
I just think she's...
Am I watching the intro to Boyhood?
Something beautiful.
Please, I hope not.
I just think that Jennifer Lawrence... She seems get too big for her britches.
Yeah, she's really getting a big.
She does need to calm it down a little.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like
she's a great actress, we'll give her that. But I don't.
Right,
think
it's, and it's almost like the
to that level
the Amy Schumer thing.
Because she can knock off quick in this day and age. You lose popularity like that.
But one the thing that sucks is it's like I fucking love these women that are coming out and saying all this stuff, and it just sucks that.
Honestly, I feel bad for the men, but it's a lack
things.
Of meals. I mean, where are these women in the kitchens?
Oh my god.
Like, honestly, like, it's ridiculous.
Here
like,
we have general cliche sexist jokes with Nicholas Gashlak.
It's a great segment. Anyway, but honestly, these men are going hungry. Like,
All right.
We can't just eat DiGiorno.
Can we get back?
We can't just eat DiGiorno.
All right.
DiGiorno.
Is that hashtag?
It's not delivery.
We just can't eat DiGiorno.
It's not delivery. You
it's
know what the fuck
DiGiorno.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Anyways, there's
you know
obviously
the
gender inequality. I would like to see women with stronger roles in film.
Me too.
I'm, like when I heard that the lead of episode 7 was going to be a female, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm all for it.
Oh, no, I'm so excited.
No, yeah, because
she's
it's
so
something
great.
Different. It's something different from Luke and
I think
Anakin.
She'll be
like
so good. No, it'll be good. You just have
Lee.
To fucking pay
Lee,
attention
a
to it.
Mistake, Lee. I don't want to touch you, Lee. Got that current puss.
Kata, just give it the chance.
Okay, look, all right, let's stop with the Rush Hour stuff. It's not taking off like we hope.
Rush Hour 4 is not happening.
Look,
no,
we can,
it will.
We can maybe get it on, like, some sort of, like, funnel, like, raising website.
Yeah,
and maybe try to get it happening.
Kickstarter,
yeah.
Yeah, GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Good luck.
GoFund yourself.
GoFundMe.
All right.
Moving on.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I want to see better written roles for women. George Clooney had an interesting statement that said, oh, this could help, is... Sometimes maybe have a movie you wrote and then think about if you just change the protagonist to a woman. It revolved around that.
No, but it's true though, and the majority of things written don't.
I mean, sometimes people.
Well, have you heard the recent news? Apparently, they're doing a mummy reboot, and apparently.
Oh, they might. They have scripts for a male mummy
and a
female
mummy. So,
they're just open to anyone being the next
mummy.
Which
is kind of big news in that regard.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They have scripts ready for both.
I would actually like to see that. Because we had a lot of mummy and stuff like that already. I like to see
that. Well, that's why I said. That's why I said.
Mummy is great.
If we're going to start. If we're going to have a new take on something, switch the roles.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah,
I don't mind it at all.
I always loved The Mummy. The Mummy was one of my favorite movies when I was little.
But speaking of Star Wars, just a little moment ago, the new trailer and pre-sale tickets reportedly go on sale Monday.
Finally.
Has not been confirmed by Disney yet, but various sites are reporting it. That they'll either make an announcement sometime between Friday to Sunday.
Hallelujah.
When do you get your tickets?
Never.
Never.
No,
I'm
because
getting them right when they
I'm
go on sale.
I'm a little unsold still on this, and we've talked about this again on a previous podcast. I don't know how
you're still unsold.
I'm
hope
unsold.
They have a
there
preview
hasn't
that
been
comes
any
out.
Fucking dialogue.
There's gonna have, be a preview that comes out, and it's gonna have all this shit happen in it, and you're just gonna be like, my mind is blown. Like, and it's just gonna be amazing.
I the trailers and teasers and stuff that came out, I'm not sold on it. Like, there's no talking, there's just no.
That's exactly. This next trailer that comes out, what were the original trailers like when they came out initially?
Phantom Menace had a lot more in its first trailer.
Yes, it did.
And Attack the Clones did have a short teaser, but when the next trailer came, it was like a full trailer. And then Revenge of the Sith had a teaser that showed a lot of footage and a lot of dialogue.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was like, Lord Vader, yes, Master, rise. And it had like Vader rising, and it had like, you are the Chosen One, stuff like that. Yeah. And, well, then and it ended with them clashing sabers.
I mean, hopefully they freaking step up their game.
No, they need to, because we just have two teasers. We haven't heard anyone speak. A lot of people are concerned.
I'm just really not excited for it, and that's what bothers me.
What do we know what John Boyega sounds like as Finn?
That's what I'm saying.
Daisy Ridley as Rey.
It could be just really, really, like...
The only one I'm not worried about is Oscar Isaac, just because I know he'll be...
He's been solid. He's a good actor. He's been solid.
Yeah.
What the, John Boyega, what is he like? He's British, right?
Yes.
Okay. No, he's actually black.
Well okay. He's, but like, no, he's got black. An accent.
Yeah.
So that's what he's getting. The ghettos.
No. What's wrong with you? Do you have a problem?
What do you mean?
No, honestly.
No, what?
Like, we're just talking about John Boyega.
Look at the stats, man.
No. Just look at the stats. Anyway.
There's a lot of black people in the ghettos. England. No, a lot of them are black.
John Boyega, I think he will speak in an American accent.
There was for an action
figure. No. There was an action figure.
Do you think he'll speak in some Ebonics, or do you think the galaxy has an Ebonics?
I think we already had Jar Jar Binks, so we don't need that again.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, and if they do something like Ebonics that, it's going to be like a freaking
alien. He was an alien.
Like, Misa Jar Jar Binks!
He was an alien.
He got criticism at the time. You can look it up.
Yeah, I understand, but he's an alien. What the fuck do you want him to talk like?
Well, I mean, you want to talk weird. You
Okay, let's go over. Let's go over how Lucas was so stereotypical. Oh, he's an alien. The Trade Federation guys. Oh, your highness. And they're greedy. They're evil, greedy Federation people. Come on, no. Lucas was completely racist in Episode 1, and he had Watto. Only money, and he had like Jewish characteristics.
Two labels.
Yeah, he uses a Spanish slur as Sebulba's method of speaking.
Anyway.
Well, ideally, something better come out soon, because everybody's getting super pissed, and maybe
something better come out and not just show cool shots with Star Wars music, because any Star Wars fan's going to get sold on that.
Right.
If you just see random shots in Star Wars music. You need to hear talking.
I'm running out of hope here. I need a new hope.
We all do. And ideally,
the trailer strikes back.
Right. Hopefully it kicks ass and everyone's like...
But I just want them to speak. I want to hear both of them speak, so I know they're not going to be awful. And I want to hear Kylo Ren speak. Hopefully he does.
Well, I don't think so.
Like Darth Maul just speaks two lines. And I want to see Supreme Leader Snoke. Just because the name's ridiculous, and we need to know that the character
Go Snoke yourself.
Who's Supreme Leader Snoke?
Yeah. Andy Serkis's character, so it's an important role.
Yeah.
It's rumored to be, like, Kylo Ren's, not like, master, but, like, someone who teaches him.
Like his dark side Jedi.
It could even be Jedi Master. It's probably, like, a being that remembers the ways of the Sith or something, or, like, knew of it. Some say it could even be a robot, like, as, like, oh, it was a robot that knew of, like, the knowledge of the Sith and stuff like that, and then eventually, like, just...
I doubt it's a robot. Down. That's because, I mean, unless it could be, like, a robot, like, maybe, like, C-3PO or something, but...
C-3PO Snoke. C-3PO has a red arm now?
Yeah.
I want to see Brienne of Tar.
They need new merchandise. So they switched it.
That's Captain Phasma.
Yeah, Captain Phasma looks cool.
I want to see
It'd be cooler
that.
If it wasn't a female.
Boo! You fucking blow!
Look.
No, actually, female.
Gwendolyn Christie is badass, so.
That's not true.
How's that not true?
Well, speaking of Game of Thrones, really
quickly. Not all females.
Excuse me.
Blow.
Amelia Clark's
not true.
Excuse me, guys. Amelia Clark was named the hottest woman or something.
Oh, yeah. She
well, congratulations. I mean, that's amazing that she got that even after that shitty Terminator
I think
movie.
She's a little overrated.
No, I mean, especially after that shitty
she's
Terminator
She's not that hot. She's not a good actress. She's shit.
She won't even show her tits anymore in Game of Thrones.
Well, I mean, good for her.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
She doesn't need to just flash herself for the...
Yeah, was that acting ain't fucking
for the cheap
over.
For the cheap thrill of a young teen.
Let's be real here. Like, putting all the joking feminist racism jokes aside, she's not a good actress.
She's not. Well, she sucks.
Yeah, but she's hot.
She's the least best part of Game of Thrones.
Honestly, every time I watch the show, we don't really watch it anymore.
I get bored when it's her.
It's her parts are terrible.
She overacts to the extreme.
I hate her.
And now she's trying to be, like, tough with her dragons.
Yeah,
and it's just like, ugh.
It's just annoying.
Like, you're 5 feet.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah.
Be the Oompa Loompa that you are.
She's the mother of dragons.
Shove the dragon eggs up your
They killed
your ass.
Khal Drogo too early.
They did. That
that was bad. I mean, they were just following books, but...
I know, but it sucks because that could have been awesome. If she had become a badass woman, like, she was already starting to become pretty cool when he was still alive. Like, she was, like, fucking him and stuff, you know? That was good.
Nick, you need some Pepto-Bismol?
It's been a gassy night for sure.
All right. Aren't the Cubs still in the playoffs?
Yes, they actually moved on to the National League Championship Series. They beat the Cardinals the other day, and they're going to be facing either the Dodgers or Mets.
So it's 2015, and the Cubs have a chance at going to the...
I see what you're getting at, and yes, because Back to the Future 2, when Marty went to the future, he clearly saw the Miami Gators or something like that versus the Chicago Cubs, and it was 2015. And if anybody knows a little bit about sports, Chicago Cubs have not won or been in the championship since, like, 1908, I believe.
Wow.
That's crazy that Back to the Future might get this right.
Yeah, and it's not the first thing either. I mean, they've actually kind of also... Skype calls, I mean, they actually... Remember when Marty got fired by his boss?
True.
Video calling.
But I did just think of something that predates that.
What?
2001 A Space Odyssey.
That's true, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's video calls.
Let's just stick with Back to the Future. We're trying to...
All right, okay, yeah. That's... Well, I mean, they had a lot of cool stuff.
Know your bread's buttered.
But until I get my hoverboard, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Well, we have those shitty takes on them.
Yeah, where it's like, it lifts an inch off
and
the ground.
And you have to be in a special...
And you have to be on a special metal thing, and it's like, okay.
It's like, well, okay, I don't really...
That's cool.
What's the fucking point of this?
It's not a true hoverboard.
Yeah.
But then otherwise it just has wheels, right?
Basically.
No, it doesn't have wheels. You're just, like, literally hovering, like, a little bit off the ground on metal slats.
Oh, it's like barely.
Yeah.
It's like a magnet.
It's barely, yeah. Yeah, you're on a magnetic, like, slab thing, and you're riding the magnet. So it's not a hoverboard.
That's cool. I mean,
Pepsi's gonna have the Pepsi bottles that they had in the film.
Yeah, they're gonna be releasing 6,500 of them, and they're gonna be going for, I believe, $20 a bottle.
Fuck, that's crazy.
Would you open it?
I would
keep it close to be a collectible.
I would get two, honestly.
Two?
I would
one?
Literally
yeah.
drink one just to say, drink one, and then, like, keep the other
keep
one.
Keep the other
one
collectible.
Yeah.
That'd
keep it on a shelf.
Yeah, that'd be really cool, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I really need to just watch these movies. I haven't. For the life of me, I can't say that I've watched them from start to finish.
Well, that's a shame, because they're really
great
movies.
Scott.
No, I know. I've always heard that, too, and I've just never watched them, so I've...
You know what a gigawatt is?
It's not a real thing, is it?
Oh, it is.
No, it is.
It's actually pronounced gigawatt, but the film just said gigawatt.
Yeah.
They felt it sounded better, and it's true. 1.21 gigawatts? Like
gigawatts, gigawatts? I mean,
it would suck.
True.
Yeah.
They're great movies. I mean, except three.
Three is... Let's not count that one. But, like, all right, I had this, like, weird theory. Isn't it weird Donald Trump's, like, running for president now? And do you remember, like, how Biff looked in the future? He looked just like Donald Trump. So I'm a little curious. Like, they kind of maybe...
Right, hinted at things.
Hinted at... You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's
Trump?
Just stretching.
But they look so alike. It's uncanny.
Yeah, but how the hell...
Maybe Trump's a big Back to the Future fan.
Maybe he...
Biff Tannen.
He's a Tannen?
Yeah.
Donald Trump Tannen.
Well, Donald Trump would have been around at the time that movie was made, right?
It's true.
Yeah, he would have, yeah, definitely.
He was still
he
like
was,
a
he
big
He was like a young playboy
then,
at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Maybe they did know.
No. Maybe they based it on him, yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm sure they based it on him, yeah.
No, not one bit.
Or the hairstyle.
No.
Yeah, they did.
No, that was just the guy's hairstyle.
He was a mogul. Biff became, like, in the alternate universe, became, like, that weird, like, mogul, too.
Literally proposing that Biff is Donald Trump.
I'm proposing that he was based in the 80s on Donald Trump, and that possibly, maybe, you know, it's just a weird coincidence that, you know, Donald Trump's running for president. Okay, moving on. Looks like Harry got the case of the gas.
It's contagious.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's about wrapping it up here.
Yeah.
That's horrible grammar. Yeah. That about wraps it up here.
Yes.
Not much going on in the world.
No. Let's honestly, just a public service announcement here from Nagashalek. All you females who think you're doing a good thing by getting jobs and progressing.
Don't listen.
All right.
To
anyways. Anyways.
Just think about all the men that are going.
This has been Bold Statements. All
right. This has been Bold Statements with Harry Montalvo,
Locapan,
and the incomparable Nick Offleck.
Peace out.
See you soon.